And quite frankly, the heavy traffic of nightly rentals would be very disruptive. The second thing, our neighborhood is not set up for nightly rentals. We're not a gated community like Point Royal or Stonebridge. There's no control over who comes and goes. Also, there are no street lights, as my fellow neighbors have brought to your attention. So with a higher volume of cars coming in and out of the neighborhood, it could pose a real safety problem, especially at night. And it's not an issue about one nightly rental, but once you open the door to this type of thing, it can just grow and grow and grow. Precedent has already been set with the condo association. We do have some condos in our subdivision. They do not allow nightly rentals, and for, we feel, a very good reason. The transient nature of nightly rentals is not conducive to a small neighborhood dynamic. If there's a strange car in our neighborhood, we know about it. With nightly rentals, there will be different cars in the neighborhood every day and night. And there's a couple other things I could mention, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. And my neighbor that's coming up next will deal with some of the covenants a little more legal.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. I'm Kathy Amiot, and I own a residence in the Woodlands Estates. And I wanted to address it from the issue of the covenants that are in place right now. I meant to attach it with the letter I sent in, and I did not, but I have a copy for all of the commission if you'd like to see them.
If we can get one, I think would be... Or you got...
No, we'll get a copy.
Yeah, if we can get one copy for the record, that'd be awesome.
Okay, thank you.
You want to take a peek at it, or...?
Covenant number one states that any property not on Fall Creek Road or facing, fronting, I guess, Fall Creek Road shall be used for no other purposes than residential purposes. So the nightly rentals does not appear to be a residential use. That would be a violation of covenant number one. Covenant number seven says that there should be no noxious or offensive activities carried out on any lot, nor anything shall be done thereon that could be considered a nuisance to the neighborhood. Most articles you read about nightly rentals, they state that nightly rentals are a nuisance to a neighborhood. So that would violate covenant number seven. There's two violations there of the covenants. If the homeowner wanted to change this, he has an opportunity within the provisions of the covenants. He could call a meeting. Paragraph number 25 says that you can have a meeting, invite, all of the owners have to be notified. You hold a meeting, and if more than 50% of the landowners agree, then you can change the deed restrictions. But these deed restrictions were filed back in 2001. They've been in place. I know when I purchased a property, I looked at this. I was pleased to see that there would not be nightly rentals. These restrictions are there to protect the homeowners. And most realtors, I've only talked to a few, but they say nightly rentals do bring down the property value. So I looked at the covenants. It looks like this would violate our covenants. And then I looked at the statement of intents, the nightly rentals that the county has up on the website. And it says that nightly rentals have a potential to be incompatible with the surrounding residential uses. This neighborhood has a lot of young families, a lot of children, a lot of dog walkers, and we also have a lot of seniors, a lot of retired people living there. The nightly rental would not fall into the current residential use. In fact, it would be very offensive to most of the people. I understand the homeowner is a very nice gentleman and may keep up the property, but that doesn't change what the neighborhood anticipated when we bought the properties and what we expect to be carried forward. So I'm just asking this, I don't know if you're a commission, this body, to take RCCNRs into consideration to honor them. They were put in place for a reason, and we'd like to see them honored, and we would like to see this application denied.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, let me see. Is there anyone out in the hallway that signed up to speak on this application? I don't know who's out there. No?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, thank you. Sure, if you want to pop up real quick, we can do that.
My name is Jennifer Dixon. Brian is my husband. And we live next door to Fred. And where my husband and I live, we have four split levels that are either owned by Thousand Hills or Ozarks.com. And the problem that my husband and I have is that when they move renters in there, they don't upkeep the property, which means, mowing the yard, trimming the bush, they move in people and they don't notify Thousand Hills or Ozarks.com, when four people move in, that are signed on the lease. And then 4 months later, they move somebody else in. And then with the split, the other two split levels, there was one split level that had people come. They wouldn't come during the day, but they would come at night. And there's a lot of traffic in those split levels that come at night. And the one family that moved out of the one split level, they had their furniture literally out there for 3 weeks. And let me tell you, that was an eyesore. And I don't understand, when my husband and I lived in an apartment complex, we had monthly inspections. They didn't tell you when they were coming, but they did, to make sure you kept up the property inside and out. And I don't know why Thousand Hills and Ozarks.com don't do that. At least with Fred, he doesn't live out of state for an Airbnb. He lives next door to me. So he can see from an angle if something is not right. I know he will take care of it, but it's just frustrating to have renters move in and, and just not keep up the property. If people want the property to be beautiful, they need to screen people to make sure, I mow my yard, even though I have neuropathy in my legs, but I get out there and do it. I don't want to do it, but I get out there and do it because I want my property to look, to look nice. And I wish there was other, like the renters that move in would do the same thing. And that's all I'm saying for Fred. Right. He's a good guy.
All right. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Just a second. Yeah, I live right across the street.
I'm Mary Loader. Sorry, I live at 154. There is some rentals at Thousand Hills too, but that's been very unusual. There is, I think we've lived there almost 5 years, and I've seen two or three bad renters come through like any neighborhood gets. They were temporary until they can find. There's been some very nice ones come through waiting for their home to be built here in Branson or waiting to find another place. They only moved there temporary because the ones that they are the rentals, they're next to Fall Creek Road and they're noisy and most people don't want to even live in those. And so they don't stay there for very long until they find something else. But we've not had any trouble with them. The one couple left their furniture for 3 weeks, but they had some very bad, we found out what it was. It was some family issues that they were having problems with. So, but thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else that signed up?
Just make some.
Hold on.
I didn't sign up. Did I say something?
Sure, they've come in, so let's go ahead and if you want to come up real quick.
My name is Jane Aiello, and I live at 143 Forest Lane. And my daughter, my daughter-in-law, who's here with me, and my son and two grandchildren live at 141 Forest Lane, which is right next to where the rental property is. Our big concern is, and this gentleman touched it, thank you, he talked about the buses and the school buses. My little granddaughter's on the autistic spectrum, and there's been times when the bus can't even get through because there's people parked, you know. So we're concerned if we have the rental thing with more traffic, you know, and it's right next there. It's not a very big driveway where they would have place to park. So, you know, people would probably park on the grass or whatever, which is right next door to my son and daughter-in-law. And they have she's 10 years old, and then they have a 5-year-old. Son, he's not on the spectrum, but still. And like they mentioned before, we have a lot of children playing in the open grass area in the back. With all due respect to I had talked to him, and with all due respect, he would not have a visual to see what's going on in the back. Okay, and that's an all open grass area. That's where our children play. And my little granddaughter, like I say, she's 10, but we have to watch her like a hawk. And she knows our neighbors, and they watch out for her. And our dogs, we watch out for each other. And if we're put in that position where we don't know who they are, you know, we've had to kind of like, you know, our own neighborhood watch kind of thing. So that's all I wanted to bring to your attention.
Okay, thank you. Sir, you've had time to speak. So anyone else? You want to come back up?
Yes. Sorry, everybody. I mean, I didn't want everybody to be mad at me. I mean, I don't have any problem. If I see so many people don't believe what I believe, so, I mean, I'm fine with it. And everybody see the subject from their own point of view. And if somebody doesn't like the nightly rental because of the hotels suffering in town, that's a different story. That's not some subject to bring it up here. I mean, it's a different story. If you don't like nightly rental because some hotels and stuff, it's not something to bring it up here. And not to bring everything to push and hit somebody with some idea because you don't like part of it. I mean, just see the truth and just be honest and go for it. I don't have any problem. You guys don't approve it, that's fine with me. I mean, I see so many people, they don't believe what I'm believing. So let them be comfortable. That's fine with me. But just don't push people and just tell the truth. Don't change the truth because you approve your point of view. That's what I'm saying. I don't have any problem if you don't approve it. I just don't want those neighbors be unhappy, and I'm fine with it.
So are you offering to withdraw the application?
I'm not offering, but if you're not passing it, what can I say?
Well, let us. We've gone this far. Let us finish it up here. So,
all right, thank you.
Any further questions? Further questions for?
The only thing I wanted to ask.
Ma'am, you've had your time to speak. Okay. Any further questions for the applicant? He sat down. Any discussions? He sat down over there. Do we have enough information for a motion? Based on our 8 criteria, someone want to go look at page 136? Well, I think that's something for us to consider, but as far as sticking with the 8 items from within the motion, if we can, you know, generally in the past, it's you know, it's number 4 is one area that's been brought up.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we deny based on number 2, four and five. And five is the public safety, talking about the buses. I think that is important. And as far as the proposed compatible